Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
From Genesis to Revelation, preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, bleed from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High God of Israel. We want to say Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom to the family, that's Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. And a family that's here on Facebook. We want to say also, we are in the midst of the study of the firmament. We're in the midst of the study of the firmament. That is to say, we are dealing with the creation. God willing, we live. We are on a deal. We're going to go day by day through the creation and what He's doing with it and the things that actually goes on with each day, and then how they fit in prophecy. You see, that's another conversation. Right now, we are dealing with the foundation of the creation, and we are in the research of the firmament. We're in the research of the firmament. What is it? The firmament is the expanse. Well, it's 1/100th of a second off of the earth to heaven. It's 1/100th of a second off the earth to the water barrier that's beneath heaven. Now, how far is that? Well, most of us think that our solar system is the end of the universe, and it's not. Our universe is actually inside of the firmament that houses billions of universes, that houses billions of planets. Some of us, some parts of the world, those, you know, you can see the stars, you can see all the different stars. Those are planets. Some of them is billions of years away. Some are closer, you know. But the thing is this is that He put all these planets inside of the firmament. The firmament is huge. It's measurable. But He put a measurement on it. And we're going to read that. He got the numbers of exactly how large is the firmament. So what we're going to do, we're going to open up with prayer, and we're going to get into these scriptures. Because I think, you know, for me, in order for us to go further in the scriptures, we have to understand the groundwork of the scriptures. So let's get started. I want to say Shabbat Shalom to everyone. Shabbat Shalom to my lovely Rev, Sister Rhea.
Shabbat Shalom, King Priest. Shabbat Shalom, family.
Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. Okay, those of us that's in a place of what, if you can stand and face Jerusalem, we're going to ask our sisters to cover their heads. We're going to ask our brothers to cover their heads as we approach the Father. Amen.
Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord, and his strength, and his wonderful works that he hath done. For he established a testimony in Jacob, and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their children. Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. I read Psalm 78, verses 1 through 5. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen.
Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray, Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren. Father, have mercy on them. Don't even know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and countenance upon us. Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their family. Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and the faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them to hear and send forth your Holy Spirit upon them as well, and give them too a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and the faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray, for your mercies endure forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, let's get into this precept. We're dealing with the firmament, brothers and sisters. We are dealing with the firmament. That is to say, it is a portion or a part of the word of God. Also a part of the creation. Also, it is the finishing of us. Because he told us we was going to shine as the firmament. So we need to understand these things, what those things mean to us. Are they just things to be said? Are those things are just to be used or just, you know, things to be acknowledged? No. Let's look and see what these things are. Let's go into Genesis chapter 1 and pick it up at verse 1.
Amen. Genesis 1 and 1 reads, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day.
Look, the evening and the morning, we dealt with all of that. We dealt with, in the beginning, God, heaven, earth, form and void, darkness, face of the deep, the Spirit of God, water, let there be light, light separated from darkness, judgment. And then he called the light day and the darkness he called night. And even in the morning were the first day. We dealt with that. We are now in the second day. We're dealing with those things called the firmament. We're dealing with those things. Continue.
Amen. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day.
Now, he said, now let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters. Well, what do you mean the waters? The waters that was here in verse 2, that waters. Now, wait a minute. What are these waters that he's talking about? He said he put a a water barrier. He put a barrier in between these waters. Let's go to Revelation chapter 22, and let's look at that water. Go to Revelation 22 and verse 1. Revelation 22 and 1, when you receive it, read.
Amen. Revelation 22 and verse 1 reads, "And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb."
Look, that's the waters that he separated from the beginning. The water of life, pure crystal. It came from the throne of God. So when he put the water on the earth, that came from the throne of God. Now, this water life gave life to everything, even the planets. This one, what do I mean? It gave life to the planets. That is to say, there's life on Saturn. What do you mean? You got planets on Saturn that's fluid, that's actually mobile, that's moving around. You got hurricanes the size of the Earth on Saturn. So he gave life in the water, and that water gave life to the planets and also the earth. Everything on this earth, when water touches, life comes to it. You can, the Mojave Desert, if it rain in the desert, life will appear. Because that's what water do. He gave the property of life in water. We dealt with that in the first day. We are bringing this up here because he separated that water from the water. And he put the firmament in the midst of the waters. Now, we're not dealing with the planets now. Those things belong to the fourth day. We may make mentions of them, but those things belong to the fourth day. We're going, God willing, we live. We're going to detail on those things. Now, let's go back to Genesis chapter 1. Chapter 1. Let's pick it up at verse 6.
Amen. Genesis 1 and 6. "And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters."
Look, the best way I can describe it without putting a picture up is a car tire. The center of the tire will be the earth. The tire itself will be the firmament, and beyond the tire will be heaven. Yes, wrap your mind around that. You're holding a tire, you're looking at the center of the tire, that's the earth. The car tire itself will be the firmament. And outside of the firmament is heaven. Now, that would mean that the firmament is circular. Well, it only stands to reason, seeing that it came from the earth, which is circular. That means round. That thing. Let's look at this a little further. Let's define firmament. Let's define firmament. And let's see what God can create it in the firmament. So the first thing we want to deal with is the definition, firmament. Amen? So what it says?
The vault or expanse of the heavens, the sky.
Now, the vault or vault is something that goes over like a rainbow. And it says the heavens and the sky. So when he created the firmament, the sky was already spoken of, even though it wasn't created yet. The sky literally doesn't come into play until the sun and the moon actually take place. Why? Because the sun and the moon brings heat on the water, which create the vapors, which actually create the sky. But he spoke it in existence when he created the firmament. Now, let's look at that a little further. Skip down to the noun.
Sky, skies, heaven, heavens, the blue skies, vault, welkin, archaic,
Hyperion, Poetic, Vault of Heaven, Arena, Province, Sphere, Realm, Domain.
Oh, no, no, my, now one. It's like right under the first.
The source.
Yeah, the source.
Firmament, the apparent surface of the imaginary sphere on which celestial bodies appear to be projected.
See, this is the thing. The firmament, first of all, is invisible. And the word of God said he created those things visible and invisible, which include the firmament. The firmament is invisible. It's invisible. So we can't see it. Like between you and I right here, between my hand and this instrument that we call a camera is the firmament right there. But you know what? We can't see it with the naked eye because it is invisible. So that's part of the body of it. The body of it is that it's invisible. That's the other thing. But then when we get outside of our atmosphere and we end up in a universe, then we start seeing that dark matter that's in between the planets, that's also the firmament as well, you see. But guess what? Even if you was out there flying around in a spacesuit, you put your hand in front of your face, you would not be able to see the atmosphere between you and your hand even in space. Because the law is, he created it to be invisible. Continue.
Amen. Celestial sphere, Empyrean heavens, vault of heaven, Welkin sphere, apex of the sun's way, solar apex, apex.
So when he created the firmament, he created it for it to be a way for the sun. He gave it a law that it'll be a way for the sun to shine on the earth. The law is that the sun is to give light upon the earth. But then when you turn on a light bulb, it light up the whole room. How come the sun don't light up everything that's around it? Because the law says the sun is supposed to give light upon the earth. That's the law of the sun. Like I said, that belongs to the fourth day. Now, what we want to do is, like I said, we're going to bring those things up. Those are mentionables and things of that nature. However, those things belong to that. Continue.
The point on the celestial sphere toward which the sun and solar system appear to be moving relative to
is what?
Stars.
They're moving. They're moving. So the solar system is moving. Our solar system is rotating around the sun. And our galaxy is also moving through the firmament. Let me reiterate that. Galaxy, it would be like a block on a planet. Like we live on a block. But we got this whole entire Earth. Well, our galaxy is equivalent to that. Our galaxy, which houses our planets and things like that, is equivalent to one block in the firmament. In the firmament, or the expanse, or the cosmos. Because the cosmos is, for lack of a better word, ginormous. Just big. It's just beyond our comprehension, mathematics. We are now just finding out that there are planets that's even further out because our telescopes is allowing us to see those things. But it takes years for those lights to return the information because light travels through time, which also belongs or property of the firmament. So the firmament ain't just something we, you know, that he just threw in the book. Yeah, and he created the firmament on the fourth day, things of that nature. No, he didn't. What he did was is that he created this firmament for a purpose. It has purpose. It have a cause. It has an effect. It is alive because the waters of life, giving it life. The firmament is alive. Let's look at that a little further. Continue.
Celestial point, a point in the heavens on the celestial sphere. Nadir, the point below the observer that is directly opposite the zenith on the imaginary sphere against which celestial bodies appear to be projected. Surface, the extended two-dimensional outer boundary of a three-dimensional object. They skimmed over the surface of the
what? Of a three-dimensional object. So this thing is mathematics. The firmament is bound by math. Math is the creation. Math created the firmament. That's the law. Outside of God, outside of the hand of God, math is the only thing that, well, and I could say the only thing, because gravity actually had power over the firmament. But math is the creation. It gave birth to the firmament, if I could say that. It gave birth to the firmament. Let's look at that a little further. What else it says?
It also says surface, the extended two-dimensional outer boundary of a three-dimensional object. They skimmed over the surface of the water, a brush small enough to clean every dental surface. The sun has no distinct surface.
Skip down a firmament noun literary.
It states sky, heaven.
So we're talking about the firmament not only housed the sky, not only is it housed heaven, but it housed heavens. Heavens, that's not just a heavens that's above that we're looking at, not just the heavens that's above the firmament, but the heavens that's around the other planets that's within the cosmos, that's within the expanse. It also gave life to those. Those are heavens too. That's why when we look at our through our telescopes, when we look at planets like Saturn, you can see that there's a sky or a heaven, a form of it, not like the one we have here. It's not conducive to that because man can't live there. Flesh and blood cannot dwell there. But what we are looking at is that it actually, the law said it gave life or a sky or heavens to the other planets as well. Those that actually have them. Mars don't have a heaven, but Saturn do. Saturn have a ring around it. So between that ring and the actual planet itself, that would be considered heaven. And the actual planet is a liquid form. Where did the liquid form come from? The waters from when he said he put the firmament within the waters. Pluto is a witness that he actually done it. Why? Because Pluto is our ninth planet, used to be. But now scientists came to the conclusion that Pluto is a floating ice cube. Well, if Pluto is a floating ice cube, where did the water come from? Where did the water come from? It had to come from somewhere. Well, we know that the water came from the firmament. When he separated the waters from the waters. So Pluto is a witness. Pluto is the ninth planet from our sun. Pluto is a witness of a time chart that we are all bound by. Pluto also is in the rotation of this giant clock that exists around the earth that's within the firmament. This is that thing. Pluto is actually, in fact, by being a ninth planet, and it also bound by time, we ask ourselves, how many months is a woman pregnant? Nine. Anything beyond that, it becomes dangerous. When Pluto represents the ninth planet, there's only nine numbers in our numerable system. There's no such thing as zero. Zero is nothing, which we're going to get to that too. God created nothing. And then he put everything in it, even heaven. Pluto, when you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, then you start over. That's a 1 with a 0 behind it. So Pluto is a witness that it is bound by the firmament, which is bound by time. So the firmament was created not only mathematically, but he gave it a law of time. Once again, 9 months, nine numbers in our numerable system that's infallible. When he said he created, read that first one again, Ray. Read the first one. Let me see. You know, I'm going to continue on because I can't keep going backwards. But look, he created the firmament by math. And math is an absolute truth. It's the only thing that we have in our conversation that's an absolute truth. 1 + 1 = 2. It'll always be 2. That's an absolute truth. When he created the firmament, he created it to be a witness that there is an absolute truth. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Man is given 8 days to work. 7 days to work. The 8th day is the circumcision, and the Father's kingdom come down on the 9th day of man. And then we start over. They go to Feast of Unleavened Bread. Not the Passover, the Feast of Unleavened Bread. The Father, no more leavening, is also bound by this same clock that he gave to the firmament. This is that thing. Continue with the nouns again.
Sky, skies, heaven, heaven. And then it states vault, welkin, empyrean, poetic, vault of heaven. And I think I need to do zenith.
Do two. Now skip down to nouns and literary.
Two says arena, province, sphere.
Stop. So the firmament, shalom, Joseph, shalom, happy Sabbath, my brother. The firmament is a sphere, right? So let's look at that. Let's look at what that means to us. Amen? What do sphere mean? So when he created the firmament, he created it also a sphere. Right? Not a javelin spear, but it's self-explanatory. When you receive it, read.
Amen. Mathematics.
There it is. The firmament is mathematically created. It was created and bound by math. So there is a God. There is a God. We sitting up here saying, we listening, you know, not us, but those of us that's been deceived in the world want to say this earth is a mistake, a big bang theory, a goof, don't understand it. You know, they'll sit and they'll say that math, they'll say that the earth was a mistake and that we somehow came to being. I'm not saying that the earth is 12,000 years old. I'm not that person. The earth was created in the beginning before there was a first day. It's way beyond our comprehension of time. You know, but man has given the earth 4.5 billion years. Okay, if you want to throw that out there, I'll go with that. I'll go with the 4.5 billion years. I'll ride with that, but I say it's older than that. I say it's older than that. But then again, you just determine the earth by math. But you want to say it's a goof. You want to call it a Big Bang theory. And the God of Israel is telling us, no, the firmament is bound by the truth. It's created in the truth. Math is 100% literal. 1 + 1 = 2. You can't do nothing with that. You can't change it. We can change the Constitution. We can change words in the Bible. We can change any literature on the planet. But we can't do nothing with math. That's the absolute truth. And he just told us that the firmament is bound by math. Continue. Oh, one more thing. 1 + 1 = 2. Right? 1 + 1 = 3 would be a lie. Right? So that's an absolute lie. So there's a truth, there's a lie. And what do you see with a lie? What comes with a lie? Judgment. And that's what men don't want to face. They don't want to face the fact that there will be a judgment for lies against the truth. Continue.
Sphere, mathematics, a three-dimensional surface, all points of which are equidistant from a fixed point.
The fixed point would be the earth, because remember now, the best way, like I said, to describe the firmament would be a car tire. It's in the hole itself, the car tire itself, the hole would be the earth. The car tire would be the firmament, and the outside of the car tire would be heaven. Now, you hold that tire up, there go heaven for you. If we can wrap our minds around that. Let's look at this a little further. Keep reading. It says what?
A spherical object or figure, a celestial body such as a planet or star, the sky, appearing as a hemisphere to an observer.
Skip down to sphere, mathematics, or math.
Sphere. A three-dimensional closed surface such that every point on the surface is equidistant from a given point.
Now, that lets me know that the Big Bang Theory is a goof or a lie. What do you mean? Because that means that if it was a Big Bang, it's a point of no return. It just went boom, and it's just going and going and going. But it just told us that it have a point of return. It has a point of return. That's not a goof. That's a created form, a created being. So the firmament is round. It's not flat. If it was, the firmament was flat, we would have a point of no return, period. But we have a point of return day by day, day, night, point of return. Day always return, night always return. Also, winter, summer, always return, the point of return. Our solar system is a witness that there is a point of return. It rotates around the sun. Our planet takes 12 months, right? But then the planets outside of our, you know, within, you know, like Mars, and then you get into Saturn and Pluto, it takes years, but it's still a point of return. You see that? So it's a law that it's a circular, just like your clock on the wall is circular. It's always going to start at 12, and it's going to return to 12. Continue.
B, the solid figure bounded by the surface or the space enclosed by it, equation. Then, two, an object having approximately this shape, globe.
Now, it's a globe. Look up the word globe. So now it says this globe, and I'm going to read this point here. It said three-dimensional surface, and every point on a surface is equivalent from a given point. Wait a minute. Watch this. This is in Jeremiah chapter 31. I'm going to read that. And it says, Jeremiah chapter 31, excuse me, 31 in verse 35. He said, thus saith the Lord, which giveth the sun for light by day, and the ordinance of the moon as the stars as a light by night, which divided the sea in the ways whereof the Lord of hosts is his name. So he gave the firmament ordinance, right? Those are laws, right? And then it says this. He said, if those ordinances depart from me, saith the Lord, then the seed of Israel cease from being a nation before me forever. Look, that's impossible for them to destroy us off the planet. They may kill one or two of us. They may kill a lot of us. It's a time of Jacob trouble. It's going to happen. But Jesus came through Israel. So no, it's impossible for the seed of Israel to ever come to extinction. Continue. Oh, it says this. I'm sorry. I'm reading it. It says this. Thus saith the Lord, if heaven above can be measured, math, for us to measure from point A to point B, we need numerals. We need numbers to measure that. That is a witness that the firmament was created mathematically. Those things. It's bound by the truth of math. What did I ask you to look up? Spear?
Globe.
Okay. The word globe.
Globe states a body with the space of a sphere, especially a representation of the earth in the form of a hollow ball.
See, so now we see this, the firmament is in a circle. A ball is round. So the firmament is round. It's round. That's the reason why when we look at it, it's a point A, point B, a given point that it starts from. That means it goes around and it starts over and over and over again, even this way. 360, period. The firmament is a perfect 360. It's not just something that God threw into creation. Oh, yeah, I'm going to put stars up there. This, that. No, man. No, sister. It's way above that. And I don't think we give it enough honor to the Father for what he's doing when he created all things. What else it says about globe?
The earth, a planet, a spherical or bowl.
So the earth is round. You got some of us saying the earth is flat and rolling with that. Is so-called Hebrew Israelites, right? So-called Hebrew Israelites are saying that the earth is flat. Well, if the earth is flat, once again, there's a point of no return. It just goes on and on and on. But the sun is a witness that the earth isn't flat. Why? Because it starts on the east, it sets on the west, and then it comes back around on the east, and then it sets on the west, and it's a continual rotation. That doesn't change, but if the earth was flat, it would be doing like this. And it'll never get dark because it'll be going back and forth, or it may never move at all. So that thought of the earth being flat is borderline moronic, if I could say that. It's borderline moronic, or if I would say retarded. Can I say retarded? No, I can't say that. But it is moronic. Ignorance. I would say it's ignorance. in its fullest totality. If the earth is flat, then everything that he just said in the law is broken. What else it says?
A spherical or bowl-like container, especially a glass cover for a light bulb. A spear, emblematic, or sovereignty. An
old... Wait, whoa, hold up. Did we just say that the firmament is what?
Sovereign.
Sovereign. Is, look up that word sovereign.
Sovereign. One that exercises supreme, permanent authority, especially in a nation or other governmental unit.
So it's got supreme authority over the planets, over the air, over the earth. We do not have control or authority over the firmament. We have no control. Ask Buffalo. They're getting hit right now with anywhere from 4 to 8 feet of snow. That's coming from the firmament. And we have no say-so in it, none whatsoever, none. Florida just got hit with a hurricane, can't stop it. The only thing we can do is hide ourselves, remove ourselves, but we cannot control the firmament because it is sovereign. It's sovereign. It's beyond our control. The law is that he said you will have dominion on the earth. That's our law. He didn't say we was going to have dominion over the firmament, because if he did, that means we'll be able to not only control the firmament, but we'll be able to go through the things that belong to the firmament. That's actual time. We don't have that law. We don't have the law of going through time. Like, you know, we've seen movies called The Time Machine. Great fiction, great sci-fi. I love that. I'm on sci-fi head, bottom hands down. But it's impossible because the firmament is bound also by time. That means if... I was drinking that.
I warmed it up.
Oh, okay. It says this. It says, if the firmament is bound by time, that means men would have dominion or power over time, which is impossible. You see, this is that thing. So what else it says about sovereignty?
It says a king, queen, or other noble person who serves as a chief of state, a ruler or monarch, a national governing council or committee. Two, a nation that governs territory outside its borders.
So it governs the territories within its borders. What do you mean? It governs the territories of the earth. It governs the territory of the sun. It governs the territory of Mars. It governs the territory of Saturn. It governs the territories of all the stars or planets in a cosmos or the... What else it says?
A gold coin formerly used in Great Britain.
Which one? Did you read number 2, royal rank, authority, and power?
No, I'm going to go, that's going all the way down.
No, that's actually at the top.
Nope, that's the second
one. I'm looking at sovereignty.
No, I have sovereign. So the second one says, government, politics, diplomacy, a person exercising supreme authority, especially a monarch, currency, the firmest British coin.
Look at sovereignty.
Sovereignty.
Yes. The first word in sovereignty is this. The firmament is this.
So sovereignty, supremacy.
Stop.
Supremacy.
Stop. The firmament is supreme. It's supremacy. It has the power over everything from 100th of a second off of the earth to the end of the water barriers. That's where God is. It has 100% supremacy. Are we listening? That's why we can't control it. That's why we have no control over it, because it's supreme in our domain. That's why we can't control tornadoes, because tornadoes are developed from the firmament. We don't have control over hurricanes because that's developed from the firmament. Typhoons, because it's controlled by the firmament. Rain, because it's controlled by the firmament. Also, snow, because it's controlled by the firmament. The firmament is sovereignty. It's 100% power. In fact, read on.
Two. Well, number one, again, supremacy of authority or rule as exercised by a sovereign or a sovereign state.
It was given that by God. Continue.
Royal rank, authority, or power.
It got power that we can't control. That's why when they tell you something like when a snowstorm is about to hit, hide yourself because we can't help you. When a hurricane finna hit, hide yourself because we can't help you. We can't save you. We can only help you aftermath, but we can't help you from, we can't save you from it because we can't stop it. Power. Power is given power. The firmament has been given power by God that man can't control. What else it says?
Complete independence and self-government.
See that? Not only is it's complete independence of the earth and us, man, right? He gave a complete independence of us and man, and is self-governed. That's why our solar system is powered by the firmament. Time is powered by the firmament. Complete independence of anything that we say and do. We can shoot a rocket to the moon and the firmament can crush it. It blows birds around. They fly in the firmament all the time. You ever see a duck try to fly in the wind? No, in fact, when the wind is blowing 40 miles an hour plus, you don't see no birds in the air unless they flying with it. You don't see them flying against it. You know why? Because they understand mathematics. They understand that they have no power over the firmament. They just exist in it. Continue.
It says, a territory existing as an independent state.
The territory between the earth and the water barrier that's above the firmament. That's its territory. It's completely independent. We have no say-so over it. We can't do anything with it. We can't put it in a bottle. We can't put it in a container. We can't put it in nothing because it exists. It's an entity unto itself. You could throw a man in solitary confinement, the firmament is there. You could throw a man in a vault, the firmament is there. It's an entity unto itself. Continue.
And also state, let's see, going down to the second one.
Skip down to sovereignty.
Was it the quality or state of being sovereign?
Yes.
The status, dominion, power, authority.
Look at that. It says it's given a status, dominion, and power. We have no control over the firm. We have no power over it. We have no control over that snow that's going on in Buffalo. We have no control over the hurricanes that happen in Florida. We have no control over the tornadoes that hit the West or Texas. We have no control over that. We don't. It's the God of Israel created the firmament of entity of itself and gave it power to rule time. We We got dominion on the earth. We can build stuff. We can build anything out the planet, but we can't touch the firmament. The firmament can touch us. The firmament can bring air so cold, it can freeze the planet. Where your heat can't even save you. Praise be the Lord. He hasn't allowed that to happen because he have a purpose for man. But the firmament have that kind of power. Look at Antarctica. Look at Siberia. That's because of the firmament. The firmament there is nothing but cold. That's power. That's power beyond our control. We can't touch it. Not only it got, we can't touch it. It's invisible. What are you going to do with invisibility? Can't touch it. Continue.
It states the status, dominion, power, authority of a sovereign, royalty, supreme and independent power, our authority in a state.
See that? It's supreme above us. We, when Moses was doing those things in a firmament, causing hailstones and lice and all that stuff, when he, and turning water, when he was doing things with the firmament, he was 100% in line with God, man. That's the only way you can control the firmament. You got to be 100% good. You got to be good, man. You got to be 100% in the law, that straight line. No left, no right, none of that. You can't mess with the firmament unless you are walking a straight line. That old Indian dance talking about they causing rain, that's a lie. That's garbage. Joshua was one, Shalom Israelite, Brother Eric. Joshua was 100%, you read the story of Joshua, Joshua was 100% in line with God, and he caused the sun not to go down. That's power. That's the only way we can control the firmament. That's the only way we can have, now I could say control it, but it listen to us. That we're 100% truth, because the firmament is bound by 100% truth. That is math. Math is 100% literal. So the only way we have any effect on the firmament is that we got to come correct. All this, you know, we can pray all we want. We can do all this stuff, but if we ain't right, we can't touch the firmament, and the firmament ain't go here unless God allow it to. Continue.
It states rightful status, independent.
You can't take it. Can't move it. It's this rightful status. We can't touch it. We can't take it. We can't take the power from it. We can't move the power from it. We can't affect the power of it. We can't do nothing with the firmament. We have no authority over it. None. Continue.
Rightful status, independence.
Complete independence of anything that we have control of. Complete independence of Saturn, Pluto, Mars, the sun, because the sun is within the firmament. It's controlling it. It got power over it. Continue.
Amen. And then prerogative.
Now go to noun sovereignty. Just we're going to read that, then we're going to go back to, read noun sovereignty 1-2, read 1 and 2, and then we're going to move around.
Sovereignty, government free from external control.
See that? Free from external control. We have no control over it. We can't do nothing with a hurricane. We can't do nothing with snow. We can't do nothing with the cold. We can't do nothing. You know, people say, well, there's a heart machine. They're creating rain. It's artificial. I was looking at something the sister said, the snow is falling from heaven. You can't even burn it up. Artificial. But the snow that the sovereign, the snow that the firmament bring, it melts. So it's not his, hers, or whatever we look at sovereign as if it's an entity in itself. I never heard the Lord define sovereign as an entity or a gender. All I know is that he just called it firmament. I know he used the earth as a gender, he called it her, which only makes sense because it gave birth to us. And it's going to give birth to us in the first resurrection and the second resurrection. But when it comes to the firmament, he don't use the gender when it comes to it. Continue.
It also states self-determination, self-government, self-rule.
Look, it's an entity unto itself. We can't help it move. We can't help none of that. Self-rule, self-government, and it's self-determination. Other words, that snowstorm out there, self-determination. You can't do nothing with it. We can't stop it. We can't touch it. None of that. Continue.
Government of a political unit by its own people, sovereignty, royal authority, the dominion of a monarch, reign, dominion, rule, dominance or power through legal authority.
From God. It has its power and dominance from God. It's bound by law, which gives it a legal authority to bring snow, tornadoes, hurricanes, cold, and heat. Man, it's hot outside. You better go inside because you can't stop what's out there. The only way you can deal with it is go hide. People in Arizona, it's 130 degrees. Go hide. People in Buffalo, it's 8 feet of snow. Go hide. People in Florida, it's a hurricane. Go hide. People in Texas, it's a tornado. Go hide. That's all you can do with it because you can't do nothing with it. Can't touch it because it's invisible. As the law said, he said, I created things visible and invisible. It's invisible. Can't touch it. Can't control it. All you can do is coexist. Read on.
Amen. And then... Scepter, the imperial authority symbolized by a scepter.
Mm-hmm.
Sovereignty, the authority of a state to govern another state.
So the firmament governs the earth. Who knew? It sure do. When I read this the first time I read my Bible, I read through it, you know, because I was trying to get to Revelations, you know, like, you know, maybe to say I read my Bible, right? I read my Bible from Genesis to Revelation, woo-woo. And then I read it again, and then, you know, and it hit me, man. The first time I read it, God was introducing himself, like in the beginning, when I read it, I'm God. And then he started introducing us, after he introduced himself, and then he said, this is the word. I slowed down and things started popping up here and there. It started popping up here and there. And all of a sudden, the word of God became real. He started talking. It was more than just him introducing himself. It became real. And the word of God is constantly evolving. And people say, you know, our teachers say there's no such thing as evolution. Yes, it is. Your mind is evolving. The word of God is evolving. Animals don't evolve. But we do. Our consciousness evolves. The word of God, every time you read it, it got something else to say. You read that verse 1,000 times and you saying to yourself, man, I've never seen that before. That's evolution. Read on.
Amen. 3, the authority of a state to govern another state, authority, potency of authorization, say-so, dominance, the power or right to give orders or make decisions.
I decide it's going to snow. What you going to do with it? Ask the people in Buffalo. I decide it's going to be a hurricane. What you going to do with it? The only way we can have power over the firmament is that we're 100% in line with the universe and the law of God. That's the only way we can affect it. Other than that, can't touch it. Moses was 100% in line with God. Joshua was 100% in line with God. Jesus was 100% in line with God. Aside from that, we don't hear the other prophets having power over the elements. Oh, excuse me, Elijah and Elisha, they was doing things with the firmament too, because they was 100% in line with God. That's the only way we can affect it. You out here and we have and we lukewarm and we have jacking around with the law. You ain't got no control over the firmament. You're going to be just as cold as everybody else or just as hot. When the prophets come, they're going to be 100% in line with God. They're going to be able to stop the rain. They're going to cause drought on the earth, things like that, because they're going to be 100% in line with the law. And that's the only way the firmament going to mess with you, because you got to be in the truth. Because the law is, the firmament is bound by the truth, and that's the only way to hit you. Are we done with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let's go back to, let's see, we're backing back up again. Yeah. Go back to spear. Because it said the firmament is a spear, right? A celestial spear. Let's look at that.
Spear, a solid geometric figure generated by the revolution.
Geometric figure. So, like you said, the firmament is bound by math. Geometrics is math. We just read in Jeremiah, if you can measure the heavens, that's math. You need math to measure footage. You need numbers to measure footage, whether they be accurate or no. If they know, then you're going to have a problem. If they're accurate, then you're in a good place. Ask the pyramids and ask those Colosseums in Rome. See the difference? Read on.
The revolution of a semicircle about its diameter.
Wait a minute. The revolution, so the firmament is revolving. You know, the best way I can describe a revolving idea is to take a 357 and go, take that chamber and say, boom, that's a revolve. It's not an automatic. You don't put a clip in the 357, it got a revolver. That's a revolver. Why is it a revolver? Because that chamber, you can spin it. So the firmament is spinning. It's moving. It's doing this or this or wherever we are. Because some of the planets, they spinning like such, and some are spinning like this. But we spinning like this, right? Or like this. No, I take that back. Like this. It's revolving. It's moving. The firmament is moving. What do you mean? Because the firmament governs wind. And if it's governing wind, what do wind do? Move. Can't see it. But we can feel it. Can't grab it. We can feel it. So the firmament is moving. It's revolving. That's what it's doing. Let's look at that. Let's go to Job chapter 22 and verse 4. Job, in fact, let's pick it up at 12, Job 22 and 12. You know, we always talk about Job and his patience and, you know, things like that. Man, Job was a prophet and he was an astronomist. and a scientist. Scientist is a root word for consciousness. So Job was conscious, you know. And I didn't get that when I first chose that name. And when as I started reading this story, I said, "Woo! God showed him the creation. Look what he said. Watch this. Go to what did I say? Job 22 and
verse 12.
Verse 12. Read on.
Job 22 and 12 reads, "Is not God in the height of heaven? And behold, the height of the stars, how high they are. And thou sayest, how doth God know? Can he judge through the dark cloud?"
Is God in the height of the firmament? Yes, he is. He is he's back and forth. He's the only one that can walk through time. The firmament is bound by time because our solar system is rotating around the sun. That's time. We don't have control over time. We don't have control over the firmament. It's a sovereign being. It's alive. It's not just anything. It's not, he just didn't throw it up there to throw planets in it. It's alive. It's a living being. Continue.
Amen. 14. Thick clouds are a covering to him that he seeth not, and he walketh in the circuit of heaven.
He walked in what? In the circuit of heaven. He walked in the circuit of heaven. Now look up this word circuit. Okay, read 1, 2, and yeah, read 1.
1, a closed, usually circular line that goes around an object or area.
There it is. The firmament goes around. It goes around an area, the earth. So the firmament, which is an invisible force that we have no control of, is circling the earth constantly. Constantly. Read on.
Amen. Circumference, the region enclosed by such a line. A path or route, the complete traversal of which without local change of direction.
See that?
Requires returning to the starting point.
There it is. So it's without change. It's going to constantly do the same thing. The firmament is constantly going around and around, and it won't stop. It's bound by the law that it's going to continue to do that for all time because it's bound by time. Read on.
Amen. The fact of following such a path or route, a journey made on such a path or route. Electronics, a closed path followed or capable of being followed by an electric current.
So the firmament generate electricity. The firmament has power over electricity. That's why when you got lightning in that snowstorm that's over Buffalo right now, that's electricity. Only the firmament is motivated. It creates electricity. Who knew? I didn't. When I first read the Bible, I read firmament. I had no idea that it had the power of electricity. But then you can look at Saturn and you'll see electric storms in Saturn. I'm like, oh, wow. It's true. It do have power over electricity. Continue.
Amen. B, a configuration of electrically or electromagnetically connected components or devices. A regular or a custom course from place to place.
See, that is a regular course from place to place. That's why the wind comes from the north and it circles the earth and then it comes back to the north and it do it all over again. That's why the ocean, forgive me, that's why the sea, there's no such thing as word ocean. Ocean is another term for like Neptune and Poseidon and stuff like that. That's garbage. The Lord, the God of Israel called the waters, those great waters that's out there, them ships and barges are on, he called them seas. So it moves all of that in a circle. That's why those fish, they do the same thing. They go in a circle, and then they come back to the point, and they reproduce again. All of them do it, from the fish to the mammals. Even the whales do it. They go to a certain point, and then they do it again, then they reproduce. Sometimes they don't reproduce till they reach that point again. It's time for reproduction once they reach that point again. Same thing with the firmament. It's on a circular motion. Read on.
Amen.
I know.
Three.
Did you read three?
Yeah, I read three.
Okay.
Four says a regular or a custom course from place to place.
Go to Circuit Kit at verse one.
A complete route or course.
Stop. So the circuit, so the firmament isn't flat. It's in a route or a course. That's why it goes around. That's why our solar system move around. That's why you got that swirl. When people cut hair, it's a swirl in the back of our heads, and it's doing what? It goes like this, and then it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. It's indicative of the element that we're living in, which happened to be the firmament. Read on.
B, the air, let's just one, a complete route or course, especially one that is curved or circular or that lies around an object.
The object would be the earth. The object would be the earth that it goes around. The firmament surrounds the earth because he put the water barrier above the firmament. Once again, a car tire is a perfect analogy of the firmament. The circle would be the earth, the tire would be the firmament, and then the outside of the firmament would be the water barrier. Then heaven. So let's wrap our mind around that. Just that simple tire lets you know how great and the size of the firmament is. Continue.
Amen. And then it states, the area enclosed with such a route, the act of following such a route, electronic, a complete path through which an electric current can flow.
So electricity, look, I know I brought up hurricanes, tornadoes. They are, what do you see with tornadoes? Lightning. We see lightning in the rain. We see lightning in the snow. And we also see lightning and thunderstorms. Without lightning, there's no thunder. That only exists with water and air. Without lightning, there's no thunder. So the God of Israel is showing us when he created the firmament, he also created electricity. I didn't see that coming when I read my book for the first time. I didn't see that. I was like, whoa, you know. When I read it again, then you start looking at the conversation, you start taking your time, and you stop, and you pay attention to that, then you start getting it. It makes sense. So then when he said he calls lightning to do this, or he calls frost to do that, or when he calls a whirlwind to do this, you understand how he's doing it. He's commanding the firmament to do it. And then when he command the firmament, and he also command the firmament, don't rain over here. No, I don't want to see no rain over there. Show them what it's like to be in a drought. Show them what it's like to stop. I mean, everything, man, beast, everything. Starve them all out. That's the only thing the firmament listen to. That's the only authority the firmament answer to, and that's God. Read on.
A complete path through which an electric current can flow as modifier circuit diagram, and then four states a periodical journey around an area as made by judges, Selman, etc. The route traversed or places visited on such a journey.
Okay, now skip down to circuit now. It should say an act or instance of going or moving around. Okay? When you receive it, read. We're looking at the definition of a firmament, what firmament is and the laws that belong to it. See, when, you know, because when we get into the scriptures, when he calls hailstones to come down, when he calls a drought, when he, then you can see we understand what he's doing. So in order to see that, you got to see the law of it. And these are the laws that the firmament actually brings. Or these are the laws that the God of Israel gave the firmament. Continue.
An act or instance of going or moving around, a circular journey, round, a roundabout journey or course, a periodical journey from place to place.
Why? Because a periodical journey would be winter and summer. That's periodical. We have winter feasts. We have summer feasts. That's periodical. So that's conducive to the law. So he gave the firmament the laws of the feast days. He wrote all that in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 6. All those entities is written right there and is given to the firmament. Continue.
4. A periodical journey from place to place as the judges to hold court, ministers to preach, our salespeople covering a route. The persons making such a journey, the route following our...
Samuel did that. Continue.
5. The line bounding an area...
In fact, let's look at that. Let's go to... go to 1 Samuel chapter 6 and chapter 7 and 16. Samuel did that. You know, he walked in a circuit. He took a route. Every year he did the same thing. 7 and 16. When you receive it, read.
1 Samuel 7 and 16.
Yes, ma'am.
1 Samuel 7 and verse 16 reads, and he went from year to year in a circuit to Bethel and Gilgal and Mizpah, and judge Israel in all those places.
There it is. There it is. So he did that. With me, he did that, and that's the course of the circuit. So that's a law that was given to Samuel. You see, this is that thing, right? Let's look at Psalms chapter 19 and verse 6. Watch this. Now, don't go there yet. Go to Ecclesiastes chapter 1 and chapter and verse 6. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, and let's pick it up at verse 5.
Ecclesiastes 1 and 5 reads, the sun also arises, and the sun goeth down, and hasteth to his place where he arose.
Circuit. Same conversation. Circuit. Continue.
The wind goeth toward the south and turneth about into the north. It whirleth about continually.
Circuit. Continue.
And the wind returneth again according to its circuit.
There it is. It's given a law. The firmament is bound by the law of a circuit. It goes around. And not only is it bound by the law of circuit, it also generates electricity. And we see it. We see it in with our own eyes. That's the only thing we can see that we know that the firmament is real is because it also generates something that we can see, and that's light. And some of the lightning strikes, they talk about how powerful they are and the things that they can do and, you know, and things of that nature. And they can generate the voltage of a particular lightning strike one from another. So even lightning is bound by math because the firmament was created by math. So the speech of the firmament is math. We can determine the volume or the speed of the wind. Why? Because the firmament was bound by math. Speed is a numerable system that determine how fast you go or going or something that's going. that was given to the firmament in the beginning. Continue.
Verse 7?
Yeah.
Okay. Ecclesiastes 1 and 7 reads, all the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea is not full. And to the place from which the rivers come, thither they return again.
Same thing. That same law is given to the water, too, and is powered by the firmament. Same conversation. Everything is doing the same thing. It's going around, but we are not paying attention to this. We want to say the earth is flat, and everything is telling us by law, that everything is in a circular motion. Continue.
Amen.
Now, that's good. That's good. Now, go to Psalms chapter 19 and verse 6. Now, watch this. Psalms chapter 19 and verse 6, when you receive it, read.
Amen. Psalms 19 and 6 reads, his going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof.
Wait a minute. God, if not fact, pick it up in verse 1. Pick it up in verse 1 and look at what he's talking about. Listen to this conversation. Psalms chapter 19 and verse 1, when you receive it, read.
Psalms 19 and 1 reads, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork.
Now, devil the witness. Now, he's telling you, God, that he's telling you, the heavens are declaring the glory of God because they are alive. Remember that? The water of life gave them life. So now the heavens is declaring the work and the glory of God. And the firmament is showing his handiwork. You know, the carpentry thing. You know, he's either building something or tearing it down. Either building a kingdom or tearing it down. Read on.
Verse 2. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard.
All around the world, we are experiencing a different form of the firmament. And the firmament is testifying that there is a God. We better respect that. Because the firmament is 100% literal and 100% true. And whenever we get too far to the left or too far to the right, the firmament will respond by God, because it was given the authority by God to respond. Shalom, Israel. Good to see you. Read on.
Verse 4. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the end of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof.
So the sun is bound by the firmament, and is also rotating within the cosmos itself. Is moving within the firmament, and is also moving within our solar system, which is moving through the universe, which is moving through the cosmos. Everything is moving in a circle. Everything. That's why you got if you ever had your hair cut and cut ball, you look at the back of your head, it starts with a swirl. Because that's a witness that everything is going within a circle. And it usually starts like this, the same way a clock runs. If you look at the swirl in the back of somebody's head, it's clockwise, if I'm not mistaken. If you see somebody swirl going to the left, you're like, whoa. But 9 out of 10 heads is clockwise. Ask a barber. Continue.
Amen. Verse 7. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple.
See, that's the thing. The law is bound by the law. It's bound by the law of God. So, and the law of God is 100% literal. It's 100% truth. 1 + 1 = 2. Can't deny that. And the firmament was created mathematically, which make it 100% truth, 100% literal. That's the word of God. We have no, that's the only way we can move anything that belongs to the firmament, is that we 100% truth, and that we walk in 100% truth, and that we in line with God. Anything aside from that, the Indian dances we've been seeing and all that, unless they were keeping the laws of God, they had no control over the firmament. None. We can pray. We can pray. And then God will hear us. But we can't say rain, snow. We can't do that. We have to ask God for permission to move the firmament. But the firmament ain't listening to nobody but God. Sit the law. Once again, Moses had authority with the firmament because he prayed to God, and the God of Israel heard him and moved the firmament. And it brought hailstone. Elijah walk with God, in line with the law, in the universe, prayed to God, and then God sent hailstones. He moved the firmament. But we can't call a firmament and say, firmament, bring hailstone. Can't do that. You got to go to God to get it. We got to pray to him, and he'll tell the firmament to do what he wanted to do, because the firmament is 100% sovereign, 100% free and independent of anything that we are doing on this earth. That's it. That is it. We have nothing else. We have no say-so over the firmament, none whatsoever. Okay, I see we're at the bottom. Let's see, 11:30. All right, well, we're going to hold that there. Amen. And we're going to go and thank our families that's listening around the world on Blog Talk. And we want to thank our family that's listening in the United States. We want to say thank you, Shabbat Shalom to you. Shalom, Israelite, grace and peace. To our families that's in the United States, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you, peace of Jesus to you and your household. Our families that's in Canada, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you, peace and Jesus to you and your household. Hey, Canada is growing like wildfire. Our family that's in Brazil, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. Brazil hangs in there. God bless you. Peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. Our family that's in the United Kingdom, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you, and peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. Our family that's in France, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you, and peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. Our family that's in Germany, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you, and peace in Jesus to you and your families and your household. Our family that's in Russia, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you, peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. Our family that's in Turkey, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you, peace in Jesus to you and your families. Amen. Our family that's in China, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and to your families, peace in the name of Jesus. And our family that's in India is growing like Canada. God bless you. Keep sending the link out brothers and sisters around the world. Keep sending that link out. The numbers is indicative of that. It's happening and that they're growing in your communities. And one thing about this is what we need. We need to understand these principles. Amen. Peace in the name of Jesus to you and your families and your household. Our family that's in Myanmar. We want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. Peace in the name of Jesus to you and your families and your household. Our family that's in Vietnam, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. Peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. Our family that's in China, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and your families. Peace in the name of Jesus. Our family that's in South Korea, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and your family. Peace in the name of Jesus. Our family that's in Japan, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. Peace in the name of Jesus to you and your family. Japan is growing as well. Amen. The word is moving. Our family that's in the Philippines, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. Peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. Our family that's in Indonesia, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. Peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. Our family that's in Australia, Shabbat Shalom to you. Peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. Our family that's in New Zealand, Shabbat Shalom to you. Hey, I mean, you know what I mean? That every week, hallelujah, praise be to the Lord. Peace to you and your families in the name of Jesus. Our family that's in Algeria, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. Peace in the name of Jesus. Our family that's in Egypt, Shabbat Shalom to you. Peace in the name of Jesus. Our family that's in Ethiopia, Shabbat Shalom to you. Peace in the name of Jesus. Our family that's in Uganda, Shabbat Shalom to you. Peace in the name of Jesus. And our family that's in Kenya, welcome back, Kenya. Shabbat Shalom to you. Peace in the name of Jesus. And our family that's in Israel, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. Peace in the name of Jesus. So with that being said, we want to thank everybody for their time. And we hope we edify someone. And as we say here, at the sounds of living waters,
read your Bible.
Read your Bible.
Amen.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the
Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the most high laws, bleed from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.